Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 115 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, oh boy, her post-breakup makeovers. Listen, before we start this episode, I want to make sure that you know it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix, customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode to rate this podcast and review us because I love to hear from you. Read it all. Love it all. Your feedback is golden. So make sure to do it. All right. It's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
All right. Raise your hand out there if you've had great need for a post-breakup makeover. You know what I'm talking about. Bad things happen, honey. You either pitched them and kicked them to the curb or, you know, something funky happened. And honey, you need a new look, a new life, a new everything. And we've been reading about it all over, you know, the usual entertainment news. Good grief, there was a whole thing about Wiener's wife, Huma Abedin, who showed up at some Hillary Clinton book event. Where she just had this, you know, killer pair of wild and crazy jeans on with, you know, florals on them and everything else. She looked like she was stepping out and having a good one. Bye-bye, Mr. Wiener. And the same thing goes with Gwen Stefani and Reese Witherspoon. Oh, my God, they have... I love the Gwen Stefani part. She went with her divorce hair. I love divorce hair, dyeing the bottom half of her platinum blonde locks horizontally in black and purple after she broke up with Gavin Rosdale. I love it. And who better to discuss this whole thing than our makeover expert, Lorianne Robinson, who is a Los Angeles-based fashion consultant, speaker, and former four-time Emmy-nominated costume designer. We love this. Lori, you're back on. We love you.
Hi, Dr. Pam. I'm thrilled to be on. And I love to be on episode number 115 because, you know, I like to keep that as my weight on my driver's license. So it's a lucky number for me.
Wait a minute. Isn't your nose getting a little bit longer right about now?
It probably is all the way to New York about right now, and I'm in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Oh, no. It's residing in a different state.
Definitely.
So let's just talk about it. I mean, seriously, it's not just breakups with, you know, former partners, spouses, whatever. It's also just, you know, like, what if you have a new job? What if you're pitching the old one, kicking that sucker to the, you know, to the curb? What if you're moving to a brand new place and you want a new look? Whatever. How do you start approaching that? Because I think some people get a little too wild and they start looking kind of moderately outrageous. How does someone start reframing this? Now you're taking yourself on and you want a brand new look. How do you start to even organize that?
I think you need to really figure it out as far as how you want to be perceived. You don't want to end up buying a bunch of stuff. You know, it's kind of like that, throw the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks, and going from there. You know, if you're going for a new job or you're starting a new job or a new relationship or you're in a new city or town, think of how you want people to react to you and you to be perceived. I mean, do you want to all of a sudden go the opposite way and say you were very conservative and you want to do a 360 and all of a sudden become a flower child and you have wear the boho look? And if that is something that's always been deep down inside you and you've always wanted, you know, that's the real you and you were being squashed down because you couldn't be that way for whatever reason, then go for it. But decide about your personal branding. And even if you, oh, here's another one, Dr. Pam. Even if you want to just, you know, start dating again, how do you want to be perceived? How do you want people to see you? And figure that out first. You know, I help my clients with that, and we talk a lot before we even get into the clothing aspect or the hair and the makeup. We really kind of figure that all out and decide what it is they want to look like, and, you know, in order to go forward, because you don't want to get confusing, you know, and wear a whole bunch of different things or look a whole bunch of different ways and not really kind of stick to what is really inside you at that moment. But I think it's good to reflect and every so often kind of take a step back at your life and look at it and say, is this really me anymore? Because we change, don't we? We change all the time. And figure out, is that look working for me? Or is that something an old ex wanted me to look like? Or is that something that is going to be working for me in my new job? Am I in a more creative position? So I want to look more creative. I think I'm going to bring that essence out in me. So I think you really have to think about it and work inwards and then work outwards. You know, so figure it out inwards and then start thinking about what you're going to do with your hair, your makeup, your clothing, maybe even your decor. It might even affect that and go that way. And if you're scared about it all, because it's scary to make a big change, it is so frightening, go baby step. You know, you don't have to do it all at one time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Go baby steps to get you to a point where you're comfortable, and then move on to the next step and the next step. You know, sometimes you see these shows where you do these giant makeovers and people are too shell-shocked. They're not going to be able to sustain that because it's too much for them too fast. So you have to go at your own pace and figure that out, what you're going to be comfortable with. That's the most important thing, is what you are going to resonate with and be the most comfortable doing.
Well, you know, when you're saying this, something else comes to mind. You know, it's all one thing to be, you know, Katy Perry, break up with Orlando Bloom,
and cut your hair off.
And then and totally do the super short platinum blonde thing. I mean, that's all special, and thanks for sharing, Katy. However, for all of us, we can't walk around with the super short platinum blonde cut. It just doesn't kind of work.
Right.
But what's interesting, you know, in my own experience, just observing people and back and forth, right, is that a lot of people also get more physically active, drop weight, because,
yes,
you know, they've probably been stressed out and not particularly a happy camper. So because of that, you know, guess what? They put on a few, and then nothing really seems to be coming together well, okay?
Right.
So when that happens, you know, when people are gaining weight, and you're probably just, you know, an incredible expert at really looking at how this whole thing happens. When people are heavier, they're into hide-it clothes. You know, got to find some way to minimize that belly and, you know, minimize those hips and the behind, the rest of it, if you're heavy. And once you start shedding that, or let's just say you have shed it, then, you know, and especially if you've been heavy for a while, it's almost like you're terrified about people paying attention to you because you were so used to making a second career out of people not paying attention to you because you didn't want to draw attention. How do you get a woman, how do you help a woman with that type of issue?
Oh, that's such a great question, because this is one of the things that I go into, you know, public places, malls, shopping centers, even the grocery store, and I can just pick out the women who have just given up and want to be invisible. And they have no, you could just tell. There's the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, the way they even hold their head. There's no confidence there. They look like they've been just, I don't want to say beaten down, but just like all the life is sucked out of them. And I think it's a real epidemic with a lot of women. It's not all women, but it's a lot of women. And it really makes me sad, because I've had clients that come to me and they really, you know, basically come out and say, I've just given up. I mean, does it matter anymore? You know, my husband doesn't look at me. We just sort of, you know, go through the motions of having family and so forth. And I think that's so sad. So, again, you have to get to the point where you're sick and tired of it, and you just don't want to look that way anymore. And unless you're ready to change, you're not going to change. You have to be ready, as with everything that we do in how we want to change in our life. You have to be, you know, emotionally, physically, all those spiritually, all those things, you have to be ready to do it. But, you know, once we get to that breaking point, you know, we're ready to go, most likely. And that's what I've noticed with my clients. They're, like, ready to make the change. And, again, you need to really think about what change means to you. You know, how much are you willing to change? What are you going to be able to sustain with that change so you don't feel invisible, but yet you don't want to feel so, you know, like hoochie mama, that you are going to garner that attention, and it's not the right intention that you're going for. That you don't want people to think, oh, well, look at her now. She's wearing, you know, short skirts and low cut and high heels. And, you know, you don't want to do something so incredibly drastic that you're not going to be comfortable, because then you're going to end up walking around like one of those invisible women, like, don't look at me. And you're not going to be comfortable in it just because it's like what everybody else is doing. So
I think that a lot of these women are really dissociated from their bodies after kind of, you know, basically waking up in the morning and finding some way to hide their body all day long.
Yes.
And they don't really, you know, like inhabit their body. I think, you know, working with someone like you, Lori-Ann, who's an expert, is so terribly important for a lot of really interesting reasons. And psychology is a monster here. Mm-hmm. One of the first things is, if you've been so dissociated from your body for so long, you don't know what your strengths are. You don't know the parts of your body that are just beyond killer that you want to really be able to emphasize, because you've been spending so much of your time just disappearing into the rafters. And it takes an expert like you who can objectively say, you know something, you know, the slope of your back, your neck, just gorgeous. We really need to do X, Y, Z. You've got a long torso. Let's get that wide belt thing going, and back and forth. I just think that there's a ridiculous amount of self-loathing. And, you know what I'm saying? And you probably listen to it all day long. It could be coming from a model. It could be coming from anyone if they have a funky relationship with their body, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. A lot of self-loathing is out there. And, you know, the thing is, Dr. Pam, you know, I do little independent surveys when I'm sitting in Starbucks, and I'll talk to men. And I will ask them questions, you know, just kind of, you know, if there's a friendly one around, I will ask them questions about what they, things about women that they like, dislike, and I'm talking all ages. And, you know, women get so hung up on every little roll or every little extra ounce or little blobs here or there, the cellulite. Let me tell you, most good men don't even notice it. And we get so hung up on it that we think, oh, my goodness, I've gained 5 pounds or 10 pounds over the holidays. Who's going to want me? You know, who's going to look at me? Who's going to want me? And it's so crazy. It's so crazy what we do to ourselves. And I think we tend to be our own worst enemy. It's not the men. And, you know, maybe you are with a man that is just monitoring everything you put in your mouth. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think that's like somebody I would ever want to be with. That's not going to be much fun unless you're into that type of thing. But
yeah. I'd pitch his behind to the curb.
Oh,
you know,
my God,
quite frankly,
he would be,
but,
yeah,
you know,
gone.
You gotta go, honey.
You gotta go.
It's time
go.
For a makeover.
Yeah, and I think women do tend to hide. They do put on a lot of frumpy clothes, and because they think they're a little a little, you know, got a little extra something going on, a little extra junk in the trunk. And so instead of emphasizing their good points, which I'm all about, you know, always about, emphasize the positive and eliminate that negative. And there are tricks to do it that no one's ever going to, when you are, you know, dressed, no one's ever going to notice. Even in a swimsuit, I can help you with that. Notice those extra little, you know, squishy parts. And we need to stop fixating on that kind of stuff and just know that, you know, we're healthy. And if we want to lose weight, great. If we don't, you know, that's up to you. That's totally your thing. If you're more of a big curvy girl, more power to you. And if you're healthy, you know, so be it. There are men out there that love that, too. So you got to just really, you know, stop with the self-loathing and love yourself. And don't look at the fashion magazines and all the actresses out there. It's an unrealistic way of living. It truly is. I saw it firsthand when I was in the entertainment industry. You know, do you want to be where you can eat just like a chicken breast a day? I don't think so. That's, no, you know, not.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane. And
that's insane.
But then again, well, you know, today with all of this craziness going on in Hollywood and, you know, sexual harassment and all the rest of it, I mean, you know, women have had to live, right, with an absolutely bizarre standard of, as it were, excellence in their appearance and what
yes.
worked and what doesn't. And now if you look at so many of the films out there and the successful actresses and back and forth, all of a sudden you see Viola, what's her name, who won the
David.
Academy Award, exactly, and then, you know, just people are coming in with all kinds of sizes and shapes and just a wonderful amount of spectrum of diversity, and I think it's time to celebrate, you know, kind of who you are on the overall, and I really, you know, I say this because, you know, here on the Her Radio podcast, one of the things I discuss a lot is really sort of a national epidemic of women just disparaging themselves, trying to live up to unrealistic ideals, taking on bizarre eating disorders, and at a very early age, believing the voices that say you're not thin enough, you're not fill in the blank enough, you know, tall enough, you're blonde enough, whatever the issue may be. And it just breaks my heart to see women torturing themselves so much. So this whole issue of kind of like a makeover is almost like, you know, any woman listening right now, you don't have to have just broken up with someone. You don't have to have, you know, signed up for a new job or moving to a new town or, you know, going to a new university or something, for you to just sit down, pause, and look at yourself. And mm-hmm. what can you celebrate about yourself? So, Lori, you know, what are some small things a woman could do right now as she's listening, saying, you know, you're right. I just live in black and blue and dark brown because I'm just trying to hide myself.
Yeah,
and I don't really know how to begin to break out of this. And I'm terrified of, you know, wearing white and doing floral and all of that. How can they just take small steps?
Yes. That is such a big issue with women, and as we get, I like to say more mature than older, as we get better, you know, we're fine wine, we're aging well, you need to figure out color-wise what's going to be your best colors. And it took me years, and I didn't do it when I was in the entertainment industry, and it wasn't until I started my own business I realized, and you know, got into the over 40 age bracket, and I realized how very important color is to make us look and feel our best. And the dark colors are not always our friend because they will suck the life out of our faces with you know, and we end up putting too much makeup on to counterbalance it. That could be one thing. Or we don't even realize the life is being sucked out of our faces because it drains us so. And putting color around your face. If I had a dime for every woman that said to me, I only wear black, I mean, I would have a private island somewhere. It's, I get black. I totally get it. but it's not the end-all be-all, and you shouldn't always have it up around your face because it's harsh. It's incredibly harsh for most women of a certain age to be wearing it up around their face. Because then, what you do is you put on more makeup to, you know, look better, and that's not what you're supposed to be doing. So wearing correct color and, you know, having a color analysis, it was something that was around in the 80s, and I poo-pooed it, but I don't anymore. I think it is the utmost important piece to starting a really good wardrobe. Then you need to figure out your feature that you want to accentuate. You know, really take a good, long, hard look at yourself in the mirror. You know, take your clothes off, get in your bra and panties, whatever it takes. What do you want? What do you really like about yourself? What do you always get compliments on? Do you have, like, great shoulders, as you said, or great bum, or you have a really fat, flat tummy, or you have a great set on you? The girls are up and high in the right place. You know, whatever it is that you want to emphasize, then you want to start figuring that out with your clothing. And, I mean, I'm not talking wearing low-cut stuff all the time and skin tight, but you want to make sure that your clothing isn't hiding those assets, you know. Or if you have great legs, wear skirts. I'm so sick of women wearing pants all the time. Wear some skirts if your legs are rocking. And it doesn't mean you have to wear high heels. If you don't like high heels, you can wear kitten heels. You can wear flats, but just get out of the pants all the time. And men like that. Men love women in skirts. That's another one of my little surveys I do. They are skirts and dresses. Just, they're sick of seeing us in pants. They wear pants. They're sick of seeing us in pants. So really start thinking about what you want to emphasize. And then look at your wardrobe. And go in, you know, fall is a great time to do this. Even if you have to take everything out of your closet, put it on the bed, and go piece by piece by piece. I do this with my clients, too. And we figure out, is it something you've worn? Is it too tight? Is it too big? What's the deal with it? Is it too stained? Is it worn out?
Well, you know what I do?
What do you do?
For women who've dropped weight, you know, because I work with a lot of women who are really trying to improve themselves and back and forth. So when they drop a lot of weight, some of them, it's just hysterical. They won't let go of the old stuff.
Oh, yeah, they like the
honey,
fat clothes.
I'm like, wait a minute. No, let's all think about this for a moment, right? You're three sizes down. Do you have something on your calendar about gaining all the weight back? I mean, what am I missing here? You know, get rid of these things because there are, you know, lots of places that will take them in and, you know, everything from charity to, I mean, if it was a fairly expensive place, you can just sort of do something at a place that sells these.
Sure.
Yeah, some consignment place or whatever.
Or eBay.
But here's the bottom line. Get rid of it. Get rid of it right now because, you know, if you do it, then you're also committing to staying where you are, and you're not going back.
I have been in closets where there have been four different sizes.
Oh, my God, it's like a department store in there.
I was shocked. And people get so attached to what their fat clothes that they won't give them up. And some of them would have their skinny clothes that they wore 20 years ago. And I'm like, why would you want to keep clothes? First of all, your body changes. Weight shifts. Even if you get to be that size 4 again, you're not going to be the same shape size 4 as you were 20 years ago.
Yes, so important. Yes.
It's so important, ladies. Really think about that. It's different now. It is so different. And sizing is so incredibly different. The manufacturers play such games with us. It drives me bonkers, and it sets women off, because what a size 10 used to be, say, 5 years ago, is like a size 6 or 8 almost now.
Right.
It's crazy time. So, you know, you can't think that having four sets of clothes, or I'm going to put them in a storage or a basement. Why? Get rid of them.
I know. What's the point? Get rid of them now. Well, it's a psychological thing, too, you know, and that is one of my patients is just a riot and a half, and she literally dropped about half her weight.
Wow, good for
and it
her.
Was yeah, she was triple digits on that one. And what she decided to do was she piled up all of her stuff, and she's a very social person, just a riot. And she invited all of her friends, you know, her girlfriends over, and they had wine and cheese.
Yeah, a great party.
And they were having a big party, and they literally, as they were, you know, celebrating, she was just piling them all into big boxes. And then, in front of all of them, right, she basically said, look, here's what's going to happen. And she had the truck pull up, put them all in there, because, boy, she had a lot of them, and she never looked back, and they all toasted to that, because she needed the support, she needed the mm-hmm. celebration, and she needed a public commitment that I ain't going back, and that means I'm willing to do the work to take good care of myself, you know, and that's what's really, really important for her.
Oh, that's
more
awesome.
Than anything else. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness. That just gave me chills. I think that is such a wonderful idea, especially if you need
Well, it's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes,
all right. So listen, everyone out there, what I want you to know is that we have been talking to our go-to makeover guru, diva, the best of all, and that is Lorianne Robinson, calling in from Los Angeles. Where else?
Yes.
Four-time Emmy-nominated costume designer who's helped us understand how to break out of that old mode and finally adopt a way to be able to take care of yourself and look phenomenal. That literal makeover you could do anytime you want to. If you want to learn more about Lorianne's marvelous work, go to LorianneRobinson.com. That's L-O-R-I-A-N-N Robinson.com to learn more. Lorianne, thank you, thank you, thank you for once again being on the Her Podcast. And make sure to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And just take a second or two and rate and review this podcast on iTunes, because we love to hear your feedback. Boy, we read it and we love it. Learn a lot. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeakeMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.